Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
So I've asked our staff here to put together all the questions that were asked of the finalists in the Miss USA pageant last night. And I thought what we'd do is, I had a couple ideas. I'm like, let's go around the room and ask each member of the show this question, like out of the blue, and see how they handle it. Yeah. I thought, well, that won't be funny. Let's just ask Al. So we're gonna ask every question of Al.
Okay. Well, you have to understand, these girls go through serious training.
Yes. Well, it's,
I mean,
they're
family
obvious.
And friends. They just throw them all these hard hitting questions about cultural issues and politics, so they can answer. Yeah. You know, it's like supposed to be just an automatic response. You don't even think about it. You just answer.
That's right. Yeah.
But so the nerves take over.
Was it Miss Utah who messed up?
Well, yeah, it was Miss Utah this time.
Yeah.
And it was a reminder of Miss South Carolina, Kelly's home state.
Miss
Teen USA pageant.
Poor thing.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map.
Why this was a few years ago. Why can't you find...
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps. Yeah. And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Should help South Africa.
Yeah.
It should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Yeah.
So we will be able to build up our future.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Just keep talking.
Well, look how pretty she was, though, man.
How did Mario Lopez not bust out?
She just legitimately I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this on autopilot.
So sad.
So the question and answer part has got to be, it's got to strike fear in the heart of every beautiful dumb woman. And what?
Nothing.
That's not right.
Of every beautiful, dumb
woman. These women
are
very well-rounded.
Some are smart.
They just get struck by nerves.
The beautiful, dumb ones have to be shaken
even
in their
boots.
I personally choose to believe that the really pretty girls have nothing else going on because it makes me feel better.
Well, let's just
see
if that's
true. But there's
the
harsh truth that sometimes a really pretty girl can be really smart. I know that's hard to accept.
No, I totally have seen that. Not often.
No.
But I've seen it. Here is Miss USA contender, Miss Utah, who fixed our education system last night.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Utah.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men.
Wow.
What does this say about society?
What does that say about society?
And what's up with that music?
Yeah. What does say about society?
It's elevator music.
Mm-hmm. So that's the deal, that they make less money.
Of American families to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
So 40% of women make, you know, are the sole breadwinners in their home, and yet they make less money than men. Miss Utah, clear that up for us. Why is that the case?
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive.
Yeah.
Count
the pause.
Figure out how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so
the men are seen as the leaders of that. Yeah, of course they are, because you're from Utah.
We need to try to figure out how to create education better. So that we can solve this problem.
See, about 8 seconds ago, she forgot the question that she was actually answering.
No, she didn't, Al. Because at the end, she brought it all home when she said, we need
to create better
education together.
Ah,
wow.
Okay.
Education better.
Let's create education better together.
Oh.
Why wouldn't we?
You know what?
Why wouldn't we create education better?
That's a hard question.
She doesn't need to answer.
It's like her eye rolled to the back of her head in the middle of that thing. Like, she just lost focus.
That is a hard question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she's probably starving. And when you haven't had a healthy breakfast.
And she's got tape all over her.
Yeah.
Her
boobs
are
hungry.
Taped up.
Yeah.
She's got a tape on her crack of her
mouth.
There
are shiny lights in her eyes.
Yeah.
Her
it's
face
hard.
Won't move at all.
It's difficult.
Yeah. Mm. It is tough.
If you ask me a question, like, if I haven't prepared, I would But see, the thing is, she's been preparing.
Yeah, they know the subject matter.
No, here's what I would have a stock answer for any question. And it would go like this.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
That women don't listen.
Obama.
That's your stock answer?
Obama. Oh, it kills me. All right, so coming up, Big Al will answer all the questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Big Al beauty pageant.
Not a problem.
Government tracking of phone records, Al.
Yes.
Invasion of privacy or necessary measure?
Well, the government.
Hold on.
Okay.
You're giving so much creepy music.
I was giving you the pageant music.
I need something better. Hold on. Here we go. Okay.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Sure. Government tracking of phone records, invasion of privacy or necessary measure? Let's go to Miss Big Al.
Well, I found that when tracking, as I did when I was watching the Olympics, that 40% of the people that use phones actually use it in a positive way as to further our education for the children.
Beautiful.
That was actually good, Al.
Thank you.
Because you were watching track, you brought it all together.
You didn't legitimately try.
He didn't at all.
I didn't try at all. I did.
You got to start off with, I personally believe.
Okay. I personally believe that.
U.S. Americans. Okay. Well, I'm wondering what Trey's doing right now.
Running in here helping.
Hi, Trey. That's a bit distracting when you just come in and start pushing buttons like that.
Hi, Trey.
You don't even say hi
to
us.
Did you think we would just ignore you? Because we're on TV as well.
He's doing what Cheddar would normally would do, but Cheddar's doing what
Are you trying to load in the Bachelor bit for next break?
No, I'm grabbing the Miss Illinois clip for the answer
for the drinking.
I'm doing as well as...
That's great.
Trey must be doing better, though. He looks like he has some color. You were looking so pale there for a while. Now you look like you got some sun.
That's awesome.
You look healthier.
Al.
Yeah, you got a little pep in your step there, man.
Yeah.
Al. Yeah.
Some people say lowering the drinking age would help reduce binge drinking among young people. Could lowering the drinking age make more people drink responsibly?
I personally believe that practice makes perfect. And how do you get perfect at something? You start doing it at a younger age. So maybe if you actually started drinking a little bit younger, then by the time you got older, you would get better at it. And that way, lower the bad stuff.
See?
Now
that was well put together.
All right, compare that.
Coherent.
Compare that to what Miss Illinois said.
All right.
I think if you're going to drink irresponsibly, you're going to do so whether you're 18, 19, 20, or 21.
No, not 19.
I think it's important to continue to encourage our youth to be responsible and drink responsibly and look out for the safety of those around them as well as themselves.
Good.
That's not.
She did good there.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
We'll have more of those coming up for you.
I'll be right here.
With Kid Craddock in the morning.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Man of Steel had a huge opening weekend. I mean, all the big stars in it. Darius Rucker.
Land of the free.
Oh, dang. $125 million since Thursday. That breaks the record, Kelly, for the biggest June opening weekend ever. Mm. It's also the second best opening for the whole year. What movie had the best opening this whole year? Think summer blockbuster, think sequel.
This year?
This year.
Was it Iron Man?
Yes, Iron Man 3. As for how it compares to the other Superman movies... That's more than double what Superman Returns made when it came out in 2006. It did $52 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as much as the $134 million that Christopher Reeve's Superman movie made during its entire theatrical run back in 1978. So that's huge for Man of Steel. One of the critics said they finally got Superman right. Hmm. And that makes me kind of want to go see it. I don't know what that means because I'm not a Marvel comic guy or anything like that. But if they got it right and this many people loved it, didn't they get good reviews?
They took the comedy out of it, I think.
Did they?
You know, and they made it
marginal.
Really a serious...
The Lex Luthor funny...
I kind of like that Gene Hackman
stuff. The critics were a little rough on it, but for the most part, regular folk
liked it.
Yeah.
The regular, the commoners.
The commoners, us people.
you know, I was watching, I just happened to be flipping by and saw Jimmy Kimmel, and he had Will Smith on. And Will's still promoting that After Earth movie.
Give it up, Will.
And he asked him, he said, you know, he had to ask the question. This is the first time in 20 years. It's not a, well, it's the first time he hasn't opened a number one in 20 years in his summer releases.
What's it called?
After Earth.
It's number 9 in its third week.
Right.
It made $3 million.
He
this
had
weekend.
Tears in his eyes. He was talking about,
oh, really?
It was truly painful for him. He's still having to go out there and promote it.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing for him. Mm-hmm. And he was having tears in his eyes. He's like, oh, Jimmy, he said, you don't even know. What happens is when they release a movie, I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. He said, we're getting calls every hour. They're getting updates. The big stars of the movie. And he said, we could see this wasn't going well.
Yeah.
And he had tears in his eyes. I felt so bad for him.
Really? I watched that too. I watched
Did you see it?
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you could feel he was embarrassed.
He has never had a movie not open at number one ever.
And it hits him worse because it's his son. His son's with him in this movie.
Well, so it's not worse. It's better. It's better because he can blame him.
You don't want to blame your son for sticking
it
all.
No, that's what Father's Day is for.
That's not
blame your kid.
Yeah.
I just felt really, because, you know, they have feelings and they can get embarrassed. And it was just bad.
You're bad for him. Yeah,
everybody has a stinker.
Because he's a nice guy.
So if your Father's Day was as bad as Will Smith, give us a call.
if your movie didn't make $3 million this weekend, give us a call.
Now, if you're somebody having to buy for a father and you screwed up and got him a tie or whatever, you can still make up for it. Pick one of these two Father's Day home run gifts that we didn't get to present to you last week. Flashing beer mug, still available.
Flashing.
If your dad likes to go on and on about the good old days when he used to go to raves and trip out on flashing lights, then this will remind him of those long gone days.
Awesome.
They might cause an acid flashback, but he's got that, you know, it's like beer mug.
Dad's really into EDM right now.
And here's a disclaimer first. Dads never want candles.
No, I wouldn't.
Unless they're bacon candles.
Yum.
Huh?
B-A-C-O-N, bacon.
Why not spell it?
Yeah, but it could be baking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I like that cucumber melon.
Although from now on, I will refer to bacon as B-A-C-O-N, bacon. Yeah, can I get two eggs over medium, hash browns, and some B-A-C-O-N, bacon?
Well,
I don't want them to think I want some baking supplies.
Dad's on a diet. He could just smell the bacon.
Mm-hmm. Bacon-scented candles, overpoweringly like bacon. They say, the ad says, smells so much like bacon, it's almost oppressively so.
Mm, wow. Bacon. It's called bacon.
And it's recommended for outdoor use only.
Yeah, they said
so
indoors
strong.
You might choke.
Is that strong?
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
The smell of bacon.
A lot of bacon. Yeah. A lot of B-A-C-O-N bacon.
Yeah. So I hope everybody had a good Father's Day. Caroline and I had lunch, we hung out, had fun.
Yeah.
Great.
Good.
She made me a card, but she forgot it. So she said she's going to mail it. So
cool.
I'm going to go sit home until it gets there. I'll let you know when it comes in.
Next month.
I want to see it. She said she put a lot of time into it, so I want to see what it says and stuff.
Cool.
Well, it might be like really touching. She forgot it. And she's ADD like her dad.
You really think she made it or she's making it today?
You know that's what we all say.
She's going to the craft store
I'm
today.
I'm present at home.
Oh, God. No, now I got to make it really good.
All right. Too Much Weight on the Chip was a hugely successful campaign that I think completely eliminated or it chipinated the broken chip dilemma that has been plaguing Americans for many years. I asked you to please tweet, people, you're putting too much weight on the chip.
They were.
And showing them how to hold the chip, not with the one finger in the corner. Hello, standard engineering would tell you that's a bad ploy. No, you should brace the chip between your thumb and forefinger, holding a pointed edge of each equally balanced. Because if you put too much weight on the right side of your finger, you're going to crack
it
right there. So then you dip it in there. Small scoop. Don't go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's your one and only chance, right? If it breaks off in there.
Then you get another chip.
No.
Then you got to send the recon chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thanks to you guys, chip breaking is down 82% in the last 30 days.
Who's getting you stats on this?
Chip stats.
That's true.
All right, so on to your newest mission.
Well, I hate to move on because we have not completely eradicated it. We've come
close. It's okay. It's close enough.
82% is good, man.
Let it go.
We have come close, but we're not all the way there yet.
It's all right.
The epidemic of people at Mexican restaurants who put too much weight on the chip, the chip epidemic is now almost completely gone. So
good.
It's time to move on. The Center for Disease Control has revealed, Kelly, that just 5% of us wash our hands long enough to destroy infectious germs after using the bathroom.
Yes, you're supposed to sing the happy birthday song.
Happy birthday?
Mm-hmm. Yes, my daughter is being taught this in kindergarten, you know. You have to... It takes time. So
as a grown-up, you might feel silly.
Birthday.
I would offer an alternative. Sing the Star Spangled Banner as Darius Rucker and go flat. Go flat right there.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Look at my screen just going crazy there. Now I have no idea where I was. Okay, here we go. Even more worrying, according to the Journal of Environmental Health, this is a professor who comes off kind of cocky in this thing. I'll tell you about
that
in a minute.
Professor.
Michigan State.
I'm just impressed that you're reading the Journal of Environmental Health.
Sure.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, I was waiting for my law to get changed. The authors added that 10% skipped washing their hands all together.
How dare they?
Lead researcher Professor Carl Borchgrevink.
Huh?
Oh, easy.
Carl Borchgrevink. Try it.
Carl Borchgrevink.
They analyzed data on 3,749 people in the bathroom.
Couldn't they go ahead and do 3750? Yeah. Why do they have to do 3749?
And cut it off somewhere.
And it appears that men, see if this shocks you, are dramatically more inclined to not wash their hands.
Because it don't get dirty.
No.
Not really they get that dirty.
Yeah,
when you're a guy.
Okay, they get that dirty?
No. I mean, you have more contact with your skin than women do because we're holding a wad of toilet paper.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
But we keep ours clean, hopefully.
What?
People.
That has nothing to do with it.
In order to kill off the germs, all it takes is 20 seconds of vigorous hand washing with soap and water.
Oh, I can't tell you the last time I counted to 20 when
most
I was
people,
washing my hands.
Most people spend around 6 seconds during each hand washing session.
Yeah. Yes.
6 seconds!
I do one squirt of soap, a little bit of rubbing, and then done.
I, this morning, went ahead and recorded myself washing my hands.
Oh, great.
Oh, great.
So that I could show you how long 20 seconds is, okay?
Did you sing the happy birthday song while you did
No, here we go. You'll hear the water come on. Now turn it off. Hands are wet. Now the soap.
Yeah, don't let the water run.
Okay. Now here comes the washing, scrubbing. That's 20 seconds.
The men are laughing right now.
So you were washing your hands.
Like, this joke must be going over our heads.
We'll do it
again, please.
Water.
Yeah.
Lotion. I mean, soap. 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 Now, listen. And then get a towel.
I don't see anything funny about hygiene.
I don't either.
It's a very serious matter because hands are the doorways to disease.
Oh, my God.
All right. Borchgrevink says this is one of the few studies on hand hygiene that takes into account duration and soap usage.
Oh,
look at the professor getting all braggy. My study has duration and soap usage.
Well, he has to have some new twist or they wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah. So, 15% of men don't wash their hands at all after they leave the bathroom. Only 50% of the men who did wash their hands used soap. 78% of women use soap. Dirty sinks were more likely to be avoided altogether. No hand washing was common in a bathroom with a dirty sink.
Yeah, you got to touch it. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Like if there's like a hand in there. Yeah. Severed hand.
Yeah, you don't want to wash your hand there. That's gross.
Signs encouraging people to wash their hands do work. Hand washing went up 10% when there was a sign that said all employees must wash their hands before they go back to work. How about that?
Don't you look at that sign and go, well, I'm not an employee.
Exactly.
No, that's exactly how I look at the sign.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I don't need to.
I do. I actually go rub my hands in the urinal after realizing I'm not an employee.
I got a free pass.
Gross.
Yeah.
The professor said restaurants need to take charge. He said, and I quote, you could lose your business if people get foodborne illness through the fecal-oral route.
The fecal-oral route?
Yeah. That's not something you want to pop up in your GPS.
No.
You know?
Sorry, take me to the fecal-oral route,
highway,
please.
Highway, bike route.
Your tooth.
Follow fecal-oral route, 1 mile. Yeah, your
JC's
tooth.
Poop tooth took the fecal-oral route.
When you swallowed your tooth, that would be the fecal-oral route.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He took the scenic route.
Follow fecal-oral route, 1 mile.
I can hear radio dials. Click, 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 click.
Oh, no, I hear laughter. Yeah. That's what I hear in my head.
Oh, man. So okay, what's the mantra here,
well,
buddy?
I just need everyone to please tweet right now because this is freaking me out. It's freaking me out. It's freaking me out. It's freaking me out.
What is?
That people aren't washing their hands and then you want to fist bump me or shake my hand or bring me food. No, learn how to wash your freaking hands.
You put ice that had been in JC's pants in your mouth.
That's my mouth.
Good point.
Yeah, but that's where my...
That's the oral route, no fecal.
But where the ice came from.
Listen.
Don't let germs live to see another birthday. To kill germs, wash your hands with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds. That's about the same time it takes to sing happy birthday twice.
Twice?
Happy birthday to you.
What if my birthday song that I sing is, this is your birthday song, it isn't very long. Hey.
We need to sing it about 5 times.
Oh, no.
Turn it off. Soap.
That's 20 seconds.
So quick.
I mean, it
could be the best 20 seconds of your day, right?
Please
there.
Tweet for me right now. People, you're not washing your hands right. Hashtag hand hygiene or fecal oral route. Which one?
Fecal oral route.
That's
good. Don't do that.
Hand hygiene. People, you're not washing your hands right. Or maybe we should put 20 seconds there.
20 seconds.
Yeah. Hashtag 20 seconds soap and water.
No.
That's boring.
20 seconds all it takes.
Hashtag hand hygiene. People, you're not washing your hands right. Get that up there.
You know, I'm with you on your calls.
Thanks.
But it just doesn't have the same ring to it as you're putting too much weight on the chip.
Isn't it funny? You hated that campaign when I started.
When you started.
And now you recognize the genius.
I'm on board with it.
Perhaps you don't recognize the genius of this one yet.
I'm with you on the cause. I'm just saying the mantra doesn't have the same ring to it. That's all I'm saying.
People.
I do like the people part. People.
You're not washing your hands right.
No, we need something.
How about just people wash your hands?
How about just like the pee and wash?
20 seconds of hand rubbing with soap.
Hey, dirty-handed people, how about some washing?
There it is.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, please tweet
that's
this.
Take up the whole tweet.
Hey, dirty-handed people, how about some washing?
Hand wash.
Don't forget to scrub.
How about some hand washing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Sure, it's good.
You like it?
Sure, it's good.
All right, what did I say?
Kelly's on board.
What's the tweet again?
No, people, I don't know. How about some hand washing?
Yeah. Okay, and then hashtag... That's your hashtag.
Hashtag pump, pump, scrub, 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 exactly. Water.
Pee, pump, what is it?
Pump, pump, scrub.
Pee,
pump, pump, scrub. There it is.
Pump, pump, scrub.
There it is. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Pee, pump.
Valuable air time.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up, hidden audio from The Bachelorette. Very exciting.
A preview from tonight's episode or
no,
what?
No, that would be real and take work.
Oh.
Stupid joke. Come on.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
Well, it was a big sports weekend. The U.S. Open golf tournament ended with a lot of people disappointed. I think a lot of people were rooting for Phil Mickelson because he's thought to be like a really good dad. And his Father's Day, he flew all the way back home to go to his daughter's 8th grade graduation in the middle of the golf tournament and flew back the next day. And it was his birthday. And he was leading the tournament.
Right.
But, he's doing well there for a minute.
But it was just who's going to collapse the least. And that person turned out to be Justin Rose, who has won his first major championship.
Good for him.
The San Antonio Spurs do it.
Spurs.
They win game five.
As this series continues the roller coaster ride as the alternate wins. And this one a wire-to-wire victory. And like we've seen in every game but game one, another team exploding. What an impressive bounce-back win from San Antonio, much like Miami did in the previous game. And the Spurs will head to Miami up 3-2 here in the NBA Finals.
LeBron said something yesterday that kind of defines the character of the Miami Heat team. He said, 16 times in a row, when we've won the game before, we lose the next one in the playoffs.
Well, that's not good because you're going to end up losing.
They haven't won two games in a row, like, in the entire playoffs.
No, they were undefeated before they played the Spurs, right? In the playoffs?
Yeah.
No, the Spurs were sitting there waiting on them forever to finish their last series.
Oh, I mean, before they got to the conference.
They did win 27 in a row at one point during the season, but now they've got to win two straight, or the Spurs will be the, I think, somewhat unlikely NBA champions, knocking off the Miami Heat.
Also, Mexico lost to Italy in soccer.
They did? What happened?
Balotelli scored.
Is Italy good?
Yeah.
Anybody bring a tambourine?
Yeah, I'm sure there was some vuvuzelas there. Chicharito scores.
I went to a boxing match that was live on HBO, and I got to be in the crowd and stuff. And it's funny, because I had tickets, Kelly. They were $50 each, right? I have two tickets. And I thought, you know, these probably aren't very good. Last minute, I bet we could get some ringside pretty cheap. So I'm checking with scalpers and stuff, and nobody's got anything close to ringside.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I'll just go in and see how the seats are first, and then if I need to, I'll move up in price or something.
Yeah.
So I go in, the seats are pretty good. They're not bad. I mean, I'm row DD, like, picture like if the ring is in the middle of a basketball court,
okay.
I would be sitting under one of the baskets.
Well,
so,
okay.
And the ring is at half court.
That's not bad.
So not bad. I'm up a little bit and I can kind of see in there.
Yeah.
And most importantly, the big screens there. Because more and more now, we pay money to go to sporting events to watch them on TV.
Exactly.
We're watching them on the screens they provide
That's
for
why
us.
I don't like going to live events anymore.
I feel the exact same way. I mean, I went to a football playoff game.
Everybody's heads up looking
at
the screen.
I mean, the girl next to me has an iPhone and a digital camera. And all she is doing is taking photos of the jumbo screen the whole time. And
I can do that at home. Take pictures of the TV.
Sure, that would be crazy. I'd rather sit at home and listen to intelligent commentary and not be bothered.
But then you wouldn't have a guy with bongos on your right and a tambourine on your left.
See, that's just a party, and you just missed
it. You need to have fun.
It was a fight between a Mexican dude and a Puerto Rican dude.
So,
and Mikey Garcia just dominated because...
That's two partying crowds
because
right
Lopez
there.
Is shot.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was a fun time.
Cool, man.
Loved hanging with all your homies.
Your fam.
All my Latino homies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys ready for The Bachelor tonight?
Yeah.
Everybody kind of done with The Bachelor?
No,
I missed last week, and I'm really okay with it because it's been sitting there on my DVR waiting for me to watch all week, and I finally just decided I don't need to bother.
And they still have the villain in there, so we're good.
I haven't watched it yet, but I will maybe tonight.
You will?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean last week's or you mean this week?
No, I haven't watched this season
at all.
Yeah. Well, here's what you missed. The main thing is this. The trend is continuing where... The guys walk up to the girls and tell the girl and tell her the most pathetic, sad, tragic thing that's ever happened in their life. Just like they did on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this how we get together now? Whoever has the saddest story?
Yeah, sadly, it is.
Well, you'd feel bad. You'd feel bad kicking somebody off if they just revealed something really intimate and painful to you.
Well, that dude last week pretty much revealed that he was falling in love with her and got sent home.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a disease.
No.
He hadn't lost, did he?
He didn't have a dad or something.
But he didn't have a car accident and have the pictures in his pocket like that other guy.
Yeah, remember the guy?
Look at this car accident.
He said, my mom had all these guys coming into my life, and then I would fall in love with these guys as father figures, and then I'd wake up and they're
gone. That was Brandon.
That
yeah.
doesn't make me love someone.
No.
We've all had hardships, all of us. What would make me love a guy on that show is that we got through the whole season, you know, and then he told me something that I didn't know, that I had already fallen in love with someone, and then they tell me something really
not cool. as just a ploy to get you to not kick him out because America will be mad at you because you kicked out the guy with diabetes.
See, this is the thing, is you know? Dez says, you know, when she was talking to that guy that got busted by his ex or his girlfriend, whatever, this is not a game. It is a game.
Yeah,
of course
it is.
It is a game. It's a contest to see who's the last person standing. It is not about finding a husband or whatever.
You're
it's ridiculous. And every once in a while, hey, it's worked out.
Never
so I
got to
think.
Like, very rarely.
If I'm one of those guys and I'm just hanging out in the house, you know, and Dez is sitting down with people and talking, you know, talking to guys and stuff, I'd be like, oh, my God, everybody's got a tragedy. You know, oh, there she goes with another guy right there. Look.
I soon found out that normal blood sugar is somewhere between 80 okay. and like 120 or 150. And so the doctor came
man,
there.
I need a tragedy.
That,
I got to call. I got to call my mom.
Diabetes.
Oh, my gosh.
Call my mom.
And I just remember my mom crying because usually type 1 diabetes is like juvenile. So
I like juvenile.
Track that thing up.
People are diagnosed.
Hello?
Mom, hi. I'm on The Bachelorette right now, and I need a tragedy from my past really quick.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You're on The Bachelorette?
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
need a tragedy?
Yeah, everybody here, all the guys have a story of some struggle or accident or loss of a family member, and, you know, I can't think of anything.
Well, remember your friend in junior high? I think his name was Clay.
Is like juvenile, so
oh, juvenile diabetes. Clay. Okay, I think I kind of remember Clay.
Well, I think you told me once that Clay's cousin's best friend's girlfriend, she worked at the Trade Center.
Oh, okay.
The World Trade Center, remember, darling?
Yeah, but wait, did she didn't work there on 9/11, did she? She got fired before that.
I'll just leave that part out.
So just act like she worked to the Trade Center.
Yeah.
That's all you got?
I can't think of anything else, sweetheart. Yeah. There was that time the housekeeper knocked your PlayStation off the shelf and broke it.
No, that's not big enough, Mom. That's not big enough. I need big. I need big here, okay? You got any? Is there nothing, really?
That's all I got, sweetie.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to go with the first one.
So. All right, good luck. Right. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mom.
Hey, Kurt.
Oh, hi, Des.
Hey, could I steal you away for a minute?
Oh, of course. That would be amazing.
You're amazing.
No, you're amazing. So amazing. It's all amazing. Let's talk for
a minute. Yeah, I just want to chat, you know. Yeah. How's it going so far?
It's going amazing. I just wish we had more time together because I'm in it to win it.
I know. Yeah. I hear that a lot.
Hey, Des?
Yeah?
There's something that I feel like I have to tell you, you know, full disclosure and all, you know.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of that.
When I was in the eighth grade, my friend Clay, his cousin's best friend.
You can tell me.
Had a girlfriend who worked in New York at the World Trade Center.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was bad.
That had to be so hard for you, since obviously you and her were so close.
Yeah, she was my friend's cousin's best friend's girlfriend for like a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then it's even more amazing that you've become such an amazing person in spite of all of that.
That's amazing you would say that, because I'm here for the right reasons and also amazing.
There's no words other than amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Amazing to you.
It's an amazing story.
Amazing and also amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That made you even more amazing, Kurt.
Wow. So did I win?
Unfortunately, there's some other guys here that I'm falling in love with.
Wouldn't you feel the need to come up with something?
Yeah, I would probably try and do it. This guy did. Call my mom and think of some sad
stuff. Make up something about a drive-by like you do here on the show.
Or maybe you could just go the positive route and just be the guy that everything's great.
I would make fun of all the other ones that had tragedies.
It's like, oh my gosh, my life is so
fabulous.
Like,
really? Oh, sorry, Kurt. You fell off your bike. Get over it.
It says so much about people, though, and I haven't even watched this, but because I'd be terrible on this show because I'd be so honest.
Normal people would be terrible.
And I'd look terrible.
Hey, when you're so honest.
And you care too much.
So amazingly honest. And you're a person that cares too much.
No, I'm just saying everyone wants to follow the rest and assimilate. I have a story. What about the person that's like, you know, I work and my life's pretty good and I want to share it with someone.
That's Bruce guy so far. He's goofy.
No. Why would I want to be with you?
We've had the bad guys come in on the show that have girlfriends and all that stuff. But have we had the guy who needed to get that sob story and called up his buddy and said, hey, dude, I need you to come over here and shoot me in the leg. I need you to come over
right now.
Shoot me in the leg because I need a story for The Bachelorette.
That could happen.
We haven't had one of those yet.
So what are we expecting tonight, Kelly?
I don't know. I missed last week. JC watched last
week. Oh, you didn't even watch it last week.
I missed it all completely.
Screw it. Let's just watch the finale of The Voice. See what happens.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. That's
you got three people left. You got, well, four, because you got the Snoopy brothers or whoever they are.
Snoopy brothers.
Huh?
They're still there?
They're still there.
Yeah.
They're good, though.
All right.
They're good.
I like them.
Every time I'm like, oh, they're so cheesy. And then they play it. I'm like, that was so good. Really?
And you win.
Yeah, they're good.
And they find every cause in the world to dedicate their songs to, so you can't hate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, this is to the victims of more. And also the fertilizer plant. Yeah. And these are for the victims.
Well, see, here's the thing.
The Boston Marathon.
They don't have a personal tragedy, so they do for those who have suffered personal tragedies.
They're really good. The Swan Brothers.
Is that little girl still in it?
Which the 16-year-old is still in there.
Country
yeah,
singer. That's
Amber Carrington got kicked out.
She's going to be super famous.
Yeah, I think she is. Although people are telling me they think she's kind of boring, the 16-year-old. She's got mad skills, though.
Yeah.
So it's a finale tonight. There's three artists left. And the winner will go on to do nothing. They always do.
They'll be performing the Canal Side Lounge a month from now.
The winner will be turned down for a performance on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I know where that was coming from, innit?
It's pretty much what happens. All right, it's Kid Craddock in the Morning, and Kelly's got Showbiz Top 5 she's working on. What you got?
Believe it or not, the Daytime Emmy Awards were held Sunday afternoon on HLN.
Oh,
my
God.
The Headline News Network.
HLN?
I know. So I'm going to give you a brief rundown.
Headline News?
That's so sad.
That is so sad.
Great shows on...
So sad.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know until I looked on all the websites this morning, the news sites. I'm like, oh, the Emmys were yesterday? Daytime Emmys. Yeah.
You think like the VMAs would be upset if this year they were shown on C-SPAN at 2 in the afternoon?
Bad, yeah.
The Daytime Emmys. There are no daytime shows anymore.
Yes, well, there are.
Think about
all talk shows now.
But no soaps.
Soap
there's a few
anymore.
Soaps and they still give out an award for that. There's some, but, you know, I mean, it's bad though.
But Ellen, I mean, she's a daytime show and that's a great show.
Sure. Maybe they should just combine them.
I know.
And just
actually, why don't they just say Ellen wins everything?
Oh,
she's
no.
The best
show
during
why don't they just have it? The Emmys have
what?
The daytime category.
Just wait. Did Ellen get scorned?
Just wait.
Oh. Wait till you hear who won best talk show host. Wait till you
shocking.
Hear. Wait till you hear.
Best talk show host?
Yeah.
It was us.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes!
Ricky Smiley?
Not us, no.
It was Ricky.
No.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So if you watch our TV show, Dish Nation, on Fox or whatever channel it happens to be on, it's all over the country. They're telling me it was the most talked about or watched moment or whatever.
Yeah.
Had to do with JC recreating a skit that Gerard Butler had to do in Germany, where they asked him on some crazy, wacky show over there in Germany to put ice down his pants.
Because they were acting like it was a big deal. Yeah. The guy on the couch was acting like scorpions when we were being put down there.
So if you watch the show, what you saw is JC put the ice down his pants and then had to read a German statement. And then he took the ice out of his pants and put it back in the cup that I happen to have here. And then you saw me take a cube of ice from the cup and swish it around in my mouth and and then show it to the camera and say, that's for TV.
Wow. The same ice that had been in his region.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool. We're pretty close now.
I feel persecuted after that.
Why?
I feel like I'm being judged.
Well.
And so I want to clear something up for everybody right now.
Okay.
What you watched there was nothing but a cheap TV trick.
No. Okay.
Here's what happened.
You got caught up in the moment. It's fine.
I've got this ice, this cup of ice. I hand it to JC.
Mm-hmm.
He puts it down his pants. He puts the ice back in the cup. What you didn't see is a hand from underneath took that cup and replaced it with a cup of pure, pristine, never been near a crotch ice.
No. Pretty sure.
And that was handed to me.
No.
It's pretty impossible to do.
You could see the clip. You could see right where it's cut.
I was here.
Yeah.
And
I don't need your input on this.
There was none. If that makes you feel better about yourself.
It was like direct handoff to mouth.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
It was pretty awesome.
It was all just a TV trick.
No.
I'm just pointing it out for everybody.
No.
Okay.
That was pretty much it.
Our faces are pretty telling of how real that was.
There's a screenshot of you where you're so shocked that is almost funnier than the bit itself.
Dude, I don't expect one of my buddies to put ice that was near my right crotch in his mouth.
Yeah, but look at the picture there.
Oh, wow.
That's good for some Photoshopping right there.
That's like I got caught naked.
Especially with the caption, Gerard Butler.
Ice down his pants.
Yeah. That's good for some Photoshopping right there.
That's fine.
In fact, I'm going to pay $10 for the best Photoshop.
Oh, what? You got to throw me under the bus.
$10.
Dude. Yeah, I was amazed. And I've done some crazy stuff on this show, this here show.
You just don't expect me to do that.
I would not. Yeah, that shocked the crap.
I didn't expect me to do that.
You can't ever make fun of anything I do or put in my mouth from
here on out. It was fake. It was completely fake and staged.
We can no longer make fun of JC eating hotel leftovers. No.
Everything we do on this show or on Dish Nation is fake. I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just saying that was scripted. And that also was scripted. And when I paused there and said that was scripted, that was scripted. And when I just said pause, that too is scripted.
Yeah. Pausing so they can insert funny graphic.
Yeah, it's all scripted.
So you got to do that.
That was Kelly's line, pausing to insert funny graphic.
But, I mean, from the ice in JC's crotch to the cup. The cup never again touched the table here.
I mean, it was continuous.
It was a handoff. I put it down. It looked like it went straight from your hand to Kid's hand.
It was two guys, one cup.
That's what it was.
But.
Yeah. No but.
Exactly what it was.
In this one. No, there was no but.
No.
At what point did you regret doing that? Was it when you left the room after you high-fived and after the moment had passed, it's like, what did I just do?
While I was doing it.
You regretted it immediately.
Yeah, but I thought, I've been such a butt and I should probably try to have something they can use on here. So that's when I did it and then I walked out angry.
That was good.
I got the walk-off high-five.
Yeah, I gave you a high-five.
And then I went in the bathroom and I just washed everything.
Your mouth?
Soap.
Yeah. 20 seconds.
That wasn't 20 seconds. So you were still unclean.
All right. We'd like you to help us on this by tweeting out there, hey, dirty-handed people, how about a little washing?
Mm-hmm.
JC, yeah. I know this is a personal question.
No.
Go ahead and ask it.
I don't want to hear it. No.
When did you shower?
No.
Before said incident.
I think I played football the night before.
And Kenzie's out of town, so you just came straight to work.
Yeah, why do I need to shower?
He's going to be smelling you, right?
Yeah, Kenzie's out of town.
I had somebody tell me that I could actually contract an STD from that. If you had one, that I could actually get chirpies in my mouth.
Well, thank goodness. Well, that'd be great.
Thank goodness you're the Michael Catherine Douglas.
You're going to be making these revelations on the red carpet.
Wow. I ate a piece of ice.
I went the fecal oral
out of JC's crotch.
No, I'm cool.
I'll do that.
I took the fecal oral route.
I got HPV.
I was pretty clean, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I showered.
All right.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty confident.
But I just want everybody to know, don't freak out. It was totally fake. That was new ice.
I'm 30% confident that I showered.
We used CGI.
Nothing fake there.
CGI and all kinds of technical movie tricks.
No CGI, no OPP, no nothing.
So Miss Utah had a tough time at the question and answer part of the Miss USA pageant. You can always kind of count on one of these. And also them booking the hottest bands going, like the last night was the Jonas Brothers. That might be the dirtiest song they've ever done. Put your pom pom down.
He looks so gay.
What?
Joe? I thought it like a man, then I'm like, he looks like Freddie Prince a little bit. You know, not Freddie Prince, Freddie Mercury a little bit.
Prince.
I know. I meant Freddie Mercury.
What?
Like, doesn't he a little bit?
No, he kind of looks like that Max guy from The Wanted.
I wouldn't just throw out there that one of the Jonas Brothers looks so gay.
Does. I don't like that look on him.
Yeah. Anybody else look so gay to you right now?
Is he because he wearing all
like
white?
Like Freddie Mercury to me.
Is it the all white outfit?
It was the outfit and the facial hair and everything.
Well, Freddie Mercury, you only have a mustache.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when I looked up, I thought I was looking at Freddie Mercury or Freddie Prinze.
I thought
Jr.
I was looking at AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Really?
Yeah. All right. So in the Miss USA pageant last night, they asked Miss Utah about making education. No, they asked Miss Utah about the disparity between men's salaries and women's salaries.
And it just went downhill from there.
Yeah. We can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to figure out how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem.
No.
And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better. So that we can solve this problem.
We need to figure out how to create education better.
Words are so tough.
Why make them talk? Here's the thing. If you're in a bathing suit with heels on, you don't have to talk.
Amen.
I have a show.
demand
you
that.
Have to show that it's more than that. These are well-rounded young women.
No,
you
think they prove every year they're not.
Pageant. You think so I don't care.
They
it's
prove every
pageant.
Year they're bimbos.
You pulled out one example out of 51 contestants.
Well, yeah. That's our job is to highlight the bimbo.
Exactly. So how about highlight the ones that answered excellently?
All right, here we go.
Yeah, show us gooder than that.
Miss Alabama, government tracking of phone records, invasion of privacy, or a necessary measure?
I think the society that we live in today, it's sad that if we go to the movies or to the airport or even to the mall that we have to worry about our safety. So I would rather someone track my telephone messages and feel safe wherever I go than feel like they're encroaching on my privacy.
Yeah. Well said. Go. And you know what? While you're at it, let's just rip up that Constitution.
You know how hard it is to come up with the word encroaching under pressure?
Pretty good. I'll give her 1 point for encroaching.
And you don't have to slam
her. I'll take away that 1 point.
You can disagree with her, but you can still give her points for giving an eloquent answer under pressure. You don't have to slam her and rip up the Constitution.
Hey, you know where you can go where you never have to worry about going to the movies? China. Awesome.
You know what? There's a lot of people that agree with her and don't care about having their phone records tapped because they have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
You can't discount that there is that sentiment out there.
It's out there. Sure. Let's see how Miss South Carolina did when she was asked if people should leak classified documents as public information. If people that do that, should they be tried for...
Go South Carolina! Come on!
Should they be charged with treason?
Man, that's a tough answer.
I personally believe that U.S. American...
No, sorry, that was Miss Junior South America, South Carolina. All right. So the question is, it's about this NSA guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The contractor who turned over all these records. And said,
obviously these girls had to be up to date on this because they know.
Oh,
they're
going
to ask us, what's in the news this week? We need to, even though they've been training for 2 weeks, trying to dance in heels, they know they need to at least cram on the hot topics, right?
So should that guy be charged with treason?
I don't believe that they should be charged with treason. Personally, I think that... being a part of this country, we have been given specific documents for specific reasons. Mm. Our lawmakers have put that into their decision for certain reasons. And if we feel the need to have to show those documents, then I think that we should show them.
Inane.
Beautiful.
Not a brainwave visible.
Stunning.
Not a brainwave.
I'll say this.
I mean, there's a point.
Beautiful.
Nothing.
The girl that won is like a CPA or an accountant or something, right?
I don't know. I was watching the basketball game.
I just saw the headline.
It was Miss Connecticut, and they asked her if, and this is another big thing in the news, should criminal suspects be subjected to a DNA test after arrest? There's controversy about this because you're
not. Well, that's an easy one.
No, it isn't. You're not a criminal yet, right? You're only accused of a crime. Every person's innocent. So taking a DNA sample from us at that time is something you would do to someone who is guilty of a crime.
Why shouldn't everybody just have their DNA on record? That way, if something comes up,
why don't we just put a chip in everybody's wrist, Kelly?
That's not the same as
be safer.
Same. Not the same as putting a chip. We're
putting too much weight on the chip.
All this security you're so in favor of
is
revelations. And I can't believe that you...
I had to give my fingerprints to serve alcohol in Georgia.
If you give your DNA, you don't
My fingerprints are on record.
I had to give my fingerprints to serve alcohol in Georgia.
I did. So I'm on record.
But if you have your DNA, you know how easy it would be to frame people for crimes that didn't commit. They just go put your DNA in a crime scene.
Not that law enforcement would ever do that.
That
can't solve a crime.
Trust my law enforcement. I don't know about you.
Because nobody's ever thrown a gun in there that didn't belong to somebody after they accidentally shot a person.
Not in my experience.
Mommy's, you're safe going to the movie.
Yeah, but then you think of this side. Like, just I read an article this morning about this woman who's been in prison for 28 years for a murder she didn't commit when she was in high school. You know, and it's exonerated.
Where was her DNA?
Right. Well, that is why.
See, if she would have had her DNA, then she would have been exonerated earlier.
Once she's been indicted, absolutely give her a DNA test. We're talking about at the moment of their arrest. You're going to stick a needle in their arm at the moment of their arrest? Does that seem fair?
Only after they're convicted, maybe.
Let's see what Miss Connecticut had to say about
that. I haven't been versed on this topic by my pageant coach.
Okay. let's see if Miss Connecticut was. So the question is, should criminal suspects be subjected to a DNA test after arrest?
I would agree with this. I think that if somebody's being prosecuted and is committed a crime that's that severe, that they should have a DNA test. I think there are so many crimes going on in this world that if that's one step closer to figuring out who has done it, I think we should absolutely do so.
All right.
Man, they're not big on human rights, are they, that the Miss USA pageant?
You know what? This is a beauty pageant.
Yeah.
Don't criticize it. You don't even support beauty pageants in the first place. Don't be picking it apart.
I am the biggest supporter of beauty pageants on this entire
show. Why don't you have a Constitution pageant?
I gave $100,000 to Miss USA.
Why don't you just parade around wrapped in constitutions?
Me and Donald Trump bought Miss Universe.
How many outfits can you make out of a constitution? Make that your pageant.
That's very random, Kelly.
I don't care. I'm mad at you. This is a part of Americana, and you're tearing it apart.
I'm sorry.
Pageant system.
I'm sorry. Back to the Jonas Brothers. Come on, put your pom poms down. You didn't even watch it. Why are you all defending it?
Because first of all, I didn't know it was on.
It was what?
It was on.
I would have.
You didn't know it was on.
And when you're trying to tell somebody how American it is, don't call it Americana.
Yeah.
It's part of Americana. You don't know what that means?
Well, I'm just saying. It's just say it's
That's
American.
What we call white girls in
Where's
Mexico.
Where's that?
Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you live in the United States of Americana?
Yeah, that's what I'm sorry. I'm busted.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
I'm busted.
Man, I'll tell you what, 3 hours late. Thank you so much, Americana Airlines. Lost my bag.
United States of Americana.
It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback.
Family is that most important foundation. We are called to recognize and honor how critical every father is to that foundation.
Would the world's greatest dad like a mug for his coffee?
Well, of course. I would love to be a more sensitive father.
Okay, let's let your father enjoy his breakfast and read his paper in peace. It's his day.
Come on, Dad. Give me the car tonight.
Crystal.
Hi.
What'd you get your dad?
I got my dad a stripper.
No, you didn't.
You got your dad a stripper.
You mean a stripper for paint?
No,
wood?
Like a stripper, like take
a woman?
Your clothes off stripper.
You did
why?
Not.
Why?
You did not. Why would you do that?
Well, I always seem like when we're at the grocery store, he'll be looking at women.
Well, that's
and I figure
a fart.
He hasn't seen a naked woman in like 10 years.
What does mom think about this?
Well, he hasn't seen a naked woman in 10 years. I'm thinking mom's not in the picture.
Is there a mom?
No, there's no mom.
No mom. Getting dad a stripper.
That's not fine,
Al.
In front of your daughter?
Right.
How creepy would that
is
be?
Is she going to strip right there with you there and stuff?
I don't want to be there.
Daughter's not there. Oh, get him some wine.
That is one of the oogiest things I've ever heard in my life.
How much are you dropping on this 19-year-old? Bringing a stripper to your house is very expensive. Trust me, I know.
Rich has still got one locked up there.
Yeah. How much?
50.
50.
50?
That must be a good looking
stripper. She must be hot.
Oh, my God.
The $50 stripper on the phone right now.
And her name is Shavonda.
Shavonda.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Shavonda.
Hey, what's up? Hey, hello, Crystal. Hey, baby. Crystal. I'm going to give him the dad to his life.
Oh, God.
So what can we expect during this $50?
It's going to be unbelievable. Hang on. It's going to be unbelievable.
The spitting stripper. Shavonda, the spitting
stripper. I just got something called of it. I'm going to need some money up front, Crystal. I'm like 49 of it.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.